With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A Pakistani delegation meeting in Tehran, hoping for more U.S.-Iran talks before the ceasefire comes to an end. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
Pakistan's army chief is meeting with Iranian officials for talks in Tehran. It's the latest diplomatic move to ease tensions in the region and arrange a second round of negotiations between the United States and Iran. That, according to the Pakistani military, which says the visit was part of the ongoing mediation efforts. Meantime, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent warned that the U.S. will ramp up its infliction of economic pain on Iran. Bessent said the effort would be the, quote, financial equivalent of a bombing campaign. Ken Lorman reporting.
Iran continues to sound a defiant tone, but former GOP Senator Jim Talent says there's no question the Islamic Republic faces serious obstacles following several weeks of strikes by the U.S. and Israel.
We have effectively attacked their center of gravity, their ability to generate and sustain coercive power, much less to integrate the exercise of that power. I mean, their top three or four leadership ranks are gone. They're sown with dissension. You know, they're going to have to do something that signals to us they're giving up.
Jim Talent, now a senior fellow at the Reagan Institute Center for Peace Through Strength, he spoke with the Salem Radio Network. An Australian judge today rejected an appeal by a former U.S. Marine Corps pilot, Daniel Duggan, to avoid extradition to the United States, where he faces allegations that he illegally trained Chinese military aviators more than a decade ago. Wife Safreen Duggan says lawyers are considering an appeal.
We are very disappointed by this ruling. And we will consider our options carefully.
The U.S. alleges Duggan conspired with others to provide training to Chinese military pilots without applying for an appropriate license. This is SRN News. Is artificial intelligence good or bad? Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The answer appears to be both, at least according to Christians. A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 66% of believers think that AI is improving their lives. But 57% also think the new technology is a threat. It might seem counterintuitive, but the Barna survey indicates that young people, the ones most likely to embrace AI, are also the ones most likely to believe that it's dangerous. Michael Harrington reporting.
It's called the March of the Living, and it draws Holocaust survivors from around the world each year to the site of the Auschwitz concentration camp. Thousands turned out for the memorial event this week in memory of the 6 million Jews who were murdered by Nazi Germany during World War II. Some of the 50 survivors taking part came from Israel, that despite the current logistical difficulties caused by airspace restrictions. This is SRN News. 6 decades after inventing sports drinks, Gatorade is going in a surprising new direction.
It is no longer focusing on athletes, choosing instead to broaden its reach by catering to non-athletes looking for ways to hydrate. New packaging highlights the specific ways Gatorade's various drinks and powders work and the research behind them. Rivals like Powerade and LMNT have also recently introduced products designed for non-athletes. Sales of sports drink mixes like powders rose nearly 20% for the year ending March 22nd. Rich Thomason reporting.
Revenues at PepsiCo jumped 8.5% to a total of $19.44 billion in the first quarter. That's proof the company's decision to cut prices is paying off. PepsiCo began trimming prices on some of its value brands last spring to win back customers exasperated by years of price hikes. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.